getting ESPN 1530 from iHeartRadio.
12 away from 4 o'clock ESPN 1530. We have an FC Cincinnati tilt tonight on ESPN 1530 as the Orange and Blue takes on New York City FC tonight at Yankee Stadium. That game starts at 7:30. Pregame coverage at 7 p.m. The voice of FC Cincinnati, our buddy Tom Galletta, is with us. Nice enough to chat with us for a few minutes this afternoon. He is very busy, so I appreciate you squeezing us in advance of tonight's broadcast. What's going on?
Mo, I always have time for you. I will rearrange the world to join you and talk Orange and Blue, the best team in Major League Soccer.
You know what?
Did you hear that?
You can't refute that. The best team
in Major League Soccer.
So, yes. So do you, let me ask you this. Now, be objective. So the standings and the point totals would suggest you can make an argument that the best team in Major League Soccer. Do you believe this is the best outfit in the league?
I believe it's their top three, yeah, for sure. Look, they've already played Seattle and defeated them, granted, at home. But Seattle is one of the better teams in the Western Conference. They're first in the Western Conference right now. They're just a nudge ahead of LAFC. And, of course, LAFC has been focusing on winning the CONCACAF Champions League and will have the first leg of the final tonight. And I think Nashville's good, but they defeated Nashville, who's in second in the Eastern Conference. They had a draw with New England, who's third in the Eastern Conference. So I think there's three teams that are the three best in Major League Soccer right now. And the only way they're going to get a shot at LAFC would either be in Leagues Cup or in the MLS Cup final, if it comes down to that. And look, they had a really bad night against St. Louis. I don't think St. Louis is a better team. I would love to see those two go head-to-head again and see what happens. But are they top three? Yeah. But right now, statistically, as far as the standings are concerned, they're the best team in Major League Soccer. And that's good enough for me.
So Saturday night in Colorado, to me, that was a prime letdown spot, right? They're playing all of these games in a very tight amount of time. They're competing in two different competitions right now. They go out west. It's the first of consecutive road games. They got the high altitude, and I'm not going to say that I was expecting them to lose, but I think that result, just for those reasons, would have been sort of unsurprising. And on a night in which maybe they weren't at their best, they still come away with 3 points. When you can win in those circumstances, that's where I start to make the argument that you might be the best team in your league.
Yeah, I completely agree, Mo. And I'll go back a little bit further to that Montreal game on a Wednesday night, if you remember. Granted, it was at home at TQL Stadium, but it was ahead of Hell Is Real in the Columbus game. And everyone literally, as I walked around the stadium before, was like, oh, this is the trap game. This is the classic trap game. And I was like, I hate that thing. Like, Pat doesn't let anybody believe in the trap game. And Pat's not thinking about the Saturday home game against the Fire or the Tuesday U.S. Open Cup quarterfinal against Pittsburgh. In the past, some of the coaches we've worked with have said, okay, well, here's the plan. On Wednesday, I know I'm rotating a bunch of guys out because I want them fresh. I want to get the result at home on Saturday. Nope, that's not how he's operating. He's going game by game. And for that Montreal game, they were focusing on Montreal. And Saturday night in Colorado, they were focusing on Colorado. And they certainly weren't at their best. I think they were better in the first half and then let Colorado get some opportunities in the second half. Fortunately, they have a great goalkeeper in Roman Celentano, who kept it 1-0 and got that seventh clean sheet of the season. But this is a team that has very high character. They have 9 of their 10 MLS wins have been by a goal, by one single goal. Think how crazy that is. That they keep winning these one-goal games over and over, not conceding to make it a draw, not falling apart to turn it into a loss. They've only had one comfortable win in those three, but it's also you feel good about this group. He feels good if he has to make some substitutions late in the half to close out a match. And I give a lot of credit to Pat and these guys for finding a way. And Saturday was a difficult one under difficult conditions, and tonight's going to be a difficult one under different difficult conditions as well.
I'll sometimes see in baseball, in big games, a team will fall behind by a run or two, and the other team's starter is top-notch, and they've got a great bullpen behind them, and the team that's trailing early in the game starts to press. You could feel them start to tighten up, and they panic. Do you sense something happening similarly with FC Cincinnati opponents, given how good FC Cincinnati's defense has been, given how good the goalkeeping has been? Do you sense that from their opponents when FC Cincinnati goes up on them?
I think so, yeah, absolutely, because this team has done an amazing job at scoring first in their matches this season. They're 10-0-2 when they score first. So 12 of 14 games this year, they've gotten that first tally. One match was a nil-nil draw at Orlando in week two, and the other one was that disaster on April 15th at St. Louis. So, yeah, I think absolutely. And Pat said it at the beginning of the year. He said, we're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore because they had the great year last year. They obviously went to the playoffs, won a playoff match. He goes, teams are going to be ready for us this year. And, I mean, I think they're ready in that they know FC Cincinnati's for real, but nobody's really been able to figure them out except for St. Louis on that strange night, you know, 6 weeks ago. So I think, you know, sure, teams feel that they're good. They know that Cincinnati's very hard to break down. And if you start to press and you start to try to do too much, then you better watch out because the attack's going to get you at the other end. And that's when FC Cincinnati will force you into mistakes and certainly what they'll be trying to do against New York City tonight.
What is Yankee Stadium like as a soccer facility?
Awful. I mean, like, to be brutally honest, like, it's cool because it's Yankee Stadium. And I'll never forget in 2019, the boys asked me, my sons asked me to go get a picture in front of the Yankees locker room door since they're, you know, Yankees fans. And I did, and I got yelled at because you weren't supposed to be down that tunnel, you know. But the guy was cool about it after he chased me out of there, but I got my picture for the boys. You know, but it's cool because it's Yankee Stadium. But from a soccer standpoint, it's not appropriate. It's not how it should be. The pitch is too narrow. It's small. It plays into New York's hands and obviously is a huge advantage for them. You know, no Obina Woboto tonight, which you know, depending on who starts in there for him. But obviously, Yu Yakubo would be a favorite in that situation. Gives him a little less ground to cover. And Obi's so good at covering ground. So maybe that's an advantage to Yuya if he is the guy that starts. But when you look at it, it's not natural, right? And FC Cincinnati was told we need a soccer-specific stadium. You know, you need to have the plans to get things rolling in Major League Soccer. Okay, that's fine. I called Lindner, ponied up, and paid the money. And New York City's announced plans. It's supposed to be near Yankee Stadium, but it's not going to be ready for 3 or 4 years, which is going to put them 10, 11 years into the league without a stadium. And playing on a baseball field and playing a different – they played at Citi Field last week.
Right.
FC Cincinnati played at Citi Field last year. You know, I think I wrote it down, 5 different venues – over the series of games between these teams, between playing at Red Bull Arena, Nippert Stadium, TQL Stadium, Yankee Stadium, Citi Field. And it's just, it's odd. You know, they lay down that turf that's put in temporarily because the turf companies know it's a temporary situation. It's not the best turf in the world. So it's just it's not a great look for the league. But everyone has to deal with it, right? So FC Cincinnati will try to figure out how to win on a baseball field for the first time in Major League Soccer.
Should be fun tonight. I'll be listening. I appreciate it as always, man. Thank you so much.
Can't wait. Thank you, Mo.
Tom Galletter, the voice of FC Cincinnati. Coverage on ESPN 1530 begins tonight at 7 o'clock. The game begins at 7:30. FC Cincinnati and New York City FC. These two sides met just 3 weeks ago in the U.S. Open Cup. Tonight's game in the Bronx. And again, coverage on ESPN 1530 starts at 7 o'clock. Your phone calls are coming up, 513-749-1530. Let's ask the question that might be on the tip of your tongue if you're into the Reds' recent, very recent success next.